Every show we tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News, none better in the business when it comes to D.C. and beyond. Ellen Ratner joins us now. She's got Tom Hartman with her. They're actually having dinner. Okay, here's the biggest question I have for you. What are you eating for dinner, Ellen? You're always eating, like, vegetables or you have some...
Well, Tom is eating... What are you eating? He's eating, like, a beet salad and a vegetable sushi.
Oh, that sounds good, actually.
I had a beet salad, but I'm eating a shrimp.
Oh, yum. Now I'm hungry for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you should come here, Kate. We'd love to have you.
I know. I'll come and we'll all have dinner. That would be fun.
It'd be fun.
The conversation would be so lively. Okay, speaking of lively conversation, the first thing I wanted to ask you is, what do you make of Eric Holder and these meetings with some of these...
Well, I don't know. First of all, they invited 16 journalists.
Right.
9 of them have said no. And it's interesting, out of those 16 journalists, how do you have an off-the-record with journalists when they've gone after you? I just don't understand it. I voted for Obama twice. I'd vote for him again. But I got to tell you, this pushes my last nerve.
Yeah, you said it to us a long time ago. You've covered the White House for a long time in politics, and you said, you know, they said they were transparent, and you had a problem right from the start.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so we don't know what to make of that. It's crazy. And then how about the story about the unions who are upset with Walmart and Gap, and they're thinking of going after...
Right. So AFL-CIO is now saying that Walmart and Gap are not signing on to the 40 corporations that actually have said they want certain standards met. So now, because they're not, the AFL-CIO is going through the back door or front door, depending on your perspective. And what they're saying is that they want us to look at most favored nation trade status with Bangladesh. If they're not going to make the workers safe, which A, is terrible for workers, and two, puts it in a very unfair status with American workers, then, hey, let's just go after the most favored nation status.
Crazy. All right, last crazy thing, ricin. Man, how many ricin envelopes are going around? Bloomberg and now Obama again?
Well, clearly there is an easy way to make ricin, because the first ricin supposed guy is in jail, and so now there's another ricin guy. Maybe a guy, maybe it's a woman, although in general it's men, but it could be a woman. And so it went to the White House. Of course, there's no package that goes to the White House without going through an off-site facility.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, of course, we're going to catch that. So, you know, that's more for show than anything else. Ellen, toss the phone to Tom for a second.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, Kate.
Hey, Tom Hartman. So everybody listening in America, we're speaking with Tom Hartman, number one talk show progressive, and I think otherwise, Tom. So,
well, bless you. Thank you.
A lot of interesting things happening. I think the thing to me that's the most interesting is, have you ever seen anything like this with the Attorney General, Eric Holder, now supposedly having these off-the-record meetings with 16 journalists, but 9 of them said no? How do you do that when you're in this game? I don't get it.
Well, here's what's so incredibly tone-deaf about this case, what's so bizarre about this, is that if any of those journalists who did show up go out and publish what Eric Holder had to say to them, they will be violating the confidentiality agreement, essentially, which means that Eric Holder can have them investigated. He can wiretap their phones using his own principles. It's like, I would say, you know, I wasn't invited, but had I been invited, I would have said, no, I don't want to go because I don't want to have my phone wiretapped in case I say something to somebody.
It's crazy. It is. It's just absolutely crazy. Speaking of that, the pictures
getting
that
confident, emerged, actually.
Exactly.
Crazy.
The speaking of kind of odd too, I don't know why there wasn't more made of this, but you know, you have Senator McCain who goes over, he meets in secret with these rebels, Syrian rebels. They take a picture of him with these rebels, this gang, and then he apologizes for the photo, says, "Oh, that shouldn't have happened." But in the meantime, we have all this in play with Syria. The White House saying that, you know, they're not necessarily, the assessment that the Syrian government received got missiles is not necessarily accurate, and they want to bring both sides to the table, supposedly. What's your take on Syria? What do you think happens here, and what should we do?
I think this has the potential to be an Archduke Ferdinand moment, and it concerns me tremendously. Archduke Ferdinand's assassination in Sarajevo, of course, being the thing that triggered World War One. I think that, you know, first of all, Putin and Obama, you know, with extraordinary difficulty. Putin talking to Bashar al-Assad and Obama, you know, Obama administration talking to the rebels, put together this peace conference June 6th in Switzerland. And I mean, it's like, don't mess with that, right? This was the great, Russia and the United States put this thing together, and this was going to be the opportunity to actually maybe do something. And then John McCain goes barging into Syria with a camera crew, and you got both Republicans and Democrats in the Senate saying, oh, yeah, sure, let's just arm the rebels even if they're part of al-Qaeda. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter. And so now you've got Syria joined with Hezbollah and with Iran and with Russia on the one side, and you got us, you know, joined with the other Sunni countries, and then Iraq is the wild card because they, you know, they seem to be saying, well, we're with you, but they're actually really with Iran because now it's, you know, it's a Shia government. And it just seems to me that if this thing goes down bad, it could be the kind of thing that triggers one of those world war events where countries on both sides, just because they have treaties, and Israel also, you know, saying you can't have those missiles because you could take out Israeli aircraft over Israel's airspace with them, that there's like so many different ways that this could be triggered into a World War One kind of scenario. And I mean, we're still sitting around here, I don't know how many years it's been since World War One ended, but trying to figure out why the heck we ever fought World War One.
Right.
And it was because, you know, when Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated, people on both sides had all these mutual defense treaties with other countries. And it's like, as soon as one got triggered, another got triggered. And here we are again. Pardon me for going on, but.
Yeah, no, I agree. My take is the same as yours. It's crazy, and watching this all be pulled apart is very, very, very frightening. Hey, so the big question is, you've known Ellen Ratner for a long time. How sweet of a lady is she?
Ellen Ratner is one of the finest human beings I know. She's a goddess. She is one of the most wonderful human beings I've ever known in my whole entire life.
I agree with you. And I hope she's hearing you, because then maybe she's going to pick up the check.
Yeah, she's sitting across the table from me, waving her hand, going, come on.
I love that. Tom, thanks for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it. You take care.
It's my honor. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I could hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away.
All right, what do you think, America? Fair or foul? I'm going to run this by you, and you tell me. I love when we do these investigations and we get more testimony on the Hill, because it means I actually watch C-SPAN, because you never know what's going to pop up. It could be some must-see TV. I'd love to get a handle on their ratings and see what they are when they have all of these, when they have all these people trotted up to testify. So the former head of the IRS visited the White House more times, they say, than any cabinet members combined. Think of how many cabinet members there are. Think of some of the serious situations that we've been in. And when you're saying that, that says something, doesn't it? 157 times. Because all you have to do is you look at the White House logs, and that's public record. So looking at the White House logs, it shows that Douglas Shulman was there at 1600 Pennsylvania at least 157 times under Obama's administration. Even Eric Holder, who is the right-hand man, was only there 62 times. So the White House had no idea what was going on with the IRS, but he was there 157 times. What were they talking about? I don't get it. Is this, and it was, by the way, during the time period, a big chunk of it, when the IRS was singling out in their Cincinnati office all the people who were applying for a tax exemption from the Tea Party and some other groups for vetting, too, as well. So, I mean, seriously, come on. Give me a break. Some of those visits could have been pomp and circumstance, but not 157. No other official at a top level had as many visits. No other one did. The closest was 90, and that was someone named Rebecca Blank, who's a former deputy secretary, now acting secretary of the Commerce Department. Next, Tom Perez. He was a Justice Department person and who since was nominated to be leading the Labor Department. And then you have to go all the way to Timmy Geithner and Kathleen Sebelius, the Health and Human Services Secretary, which makes sense because of Obamacare. And even the two of them, they had fewer than 50 visits. So the fact that the IRS, this whole idea of we weren't targeting conservative groups or we're trying to get to the bottom of it or whatever the nonsense is, I don't know. I'm just not buying any of it. None of it was politically motivated, they're saying. But what is the IRS, the head of the IRS, what is he doing there that many times? Like I said, okay, so you could say Easter egg roll, bring up his kids there, get the photo, all that kind of stuff. But I have to believe that there were meatier conversations. It just triggers something inside of you, doesn't it? So I'm going to say fair. I'm going to say he is fair game. Let's find out what Shulman is all about. Let's see if there's any kind of a paper trail on this at all. And remember, it was just, you know, 2 weeks ago that he testified on the Hill. So then now it's about records. So why not look at the records of the White House? It makes sense. You know, movies, they show that all the time, don't they? They're looking for the bad guy. So they go down the prison log and somebody's name pops up. I just saw a movie where they did that. That's how they figured out who the person was, because they it was supplying information because they looked down at the lock. So that was obvious. Look at who's coming to the White House and visiting the president. Now, here's a fair or foul for you. Eric Holder, as we were just talking about, meeting with journalists. What would be behind that? What's the motivation of meeting with the attorney general? I mean, or his motivation for meeting with journalists is because he's getting pelted in all directions. And so he wants to meet with them off the record to talk about how the Justice Department handles investigations that involve reporters. So is it appropriate to do that in secret? They want to do it in secret? So, of course, Fox said no. A lot of others said no. The New York Times said no. Of course, the Associated Press said no. CNN said no. I'm surprised they're so desperate for ratings. Reuters said no. They didn't want to meet with Holder. They because it was off the record. So they didn't want to meet off the record. Now, the journalist who did go to the first meeting was James Warren from the New York Daily News, Jane Mayer from the New Yorker, John Harris, Politico, Gerald Seeb, Wall Street Journal, and Martin Barron of the Washington Post. They went in through the main door, and I don't know, did they sneak out through the back? What we heard was what we said at the top there, that 16 were invited. And this all goes back to the Associated Press and pouring through their records. It goes back to James Rosen, the FBI, the seizing of his records from Fox, same thing. So there's been a big backlash here, and I believe that that's what this is about. They're trying to explain it away. Holder figures, okay, hey, they always want to have access. We give them access. We have the conversation. And this is how we can roll this out. This is what we can do. Now, when you have sources, you do have off-the-record conversations. A lot of times that's how you get your information. But in this case, I mean, this is all about, it's not appropriate. This is all about trying to influence what's being printed out there, what's being said out there. Because we're talking about laws and leak cases, which is big for some of those big people I mentioned, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, New Yorker, all those. The Associated Press says, look, these meetings should be open to be covered. If they aren't, why would we offer our views on how the regulations should be? We'll do it in an open letter instead, and we'll follow up that way. We'll just do an op-ed piece. Why not? But what Holder was saying is that he wanted a constructive policy discussion with professional journalists, as opposed to unprofessional journalists, kind of like the unprofessional Department of Justice. That's what the White House said in a release, that they were hopeful that the media would take advantage of the opportunity to contribute to the process. Contribute to the process, you know what? I think that this is absolutely foul, and he is fair game. He is fair game to get pummeled, and he doesn't like it. Because now the left-leaning media that was so protective of the Obama White House is not protective at all of what's going on here with Holder. Or for that matter, some of what's happening coming out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Right there at the top is great to talk to Tom Hartman, who is somebody who I respect. He is progressive as progressive can be. You hear him on those types of radio stations for sure. And Ellen Ratner, we know that she's a left-leaning Democrat. She says it all the time. We heard her say, I voted for him, I'd vote again, but this is infuriating and wrong. And she talked about the transparency thing because, if nothing else, she's honest. And, you know, on this show, I always say, the conversation, you can be as left as you are, or right of right, or somewhere in between, but everybody's invited to this conversation. And I think here it's not even about politics. It's just about freedom of the press, and trying to manipulate the press, which that's not a new game. You know, it is cat and mouse, and it is back and forth. But if you don't have sources, especially when you're covering politics in D.C. for some really big groups, whether it's broadcast, whether it's print, whatever it is, radio, you're not going to get the information because the sources will dry up if they think that their name isn't protected. You know, that's how it goes. That's the way it goes. So I'm kind of on watch for Holder. I'm kind of on watch as to whether or not he's going to step aside. Does it become where if the noise is too much, which depends on all of you, if you call and complain and everything else, if the noise is too much, does he step away because he decides, yeah, I've done this for a while and I'm ready to say goodbye because I don't want to keep pulling down the White House and my pal Barack Obama by being here and being reported on every single day and everything that happens at the Justice Department. Hey, coming up on the flip side, we're going to lighten the load a little bit. Retirement readiness. Mike Bonaccorsi comes on a couple times a month, and he is so good. He's got the ultimate tip for any of you who golf. That's coming up during the segment with Mike. But he talks about how can you afford to retire and not be at a point where you just can't do it. You know, you're retired and then it's too late because you don't have the paychecks coming in. He talks about things that you just need to cut out. And how about that budget? How many people even have a budget? We talk about that too as well, and also contributions you can make. You don't have to be a millionaire. You just have to come up with a little bit of scratch, and if you just keep putting it away, it'll add up when you really, really need it. So hang with us.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Fortunate to be talking to Mike Bonacorsi. He is the man when it comes to all things financial. He is a certified financial planner. He's an author. He's a public speaker. He wrote a great book, Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing for Your Future. Michael, I trust you are well.
Yes, I am. You know, we finally hit summer in New England, so I am. After snow up north on Saturday, we finally turned around and hit about 87 degrees, maybe 90 degrees today.
Yay, that's good news. Very, very, very good news. Well, you know, since you've been coming on with us, I'll get a lot of emails about things that you've said. And it's funny, I have actually a couple of people, because they're on different ends of the spectrum, people who are close to retirement, people in between, and people who are smart and are really starting to get this, who are younger, which that makes me really proud. I'm happy they're listening to you and they're thinking of, okay, now I'm going to save. I can do this. I don't have to have a zillion dollars and I don't have to spend every cent I have on iTunes. So, which is a good thing. You can still have your iTunes, but you don't have to spend $150 a week on it. So here's the question. A lot of people fall into this category of where they're just a few years from retirement. And this is the main thing and one of the keys to your book, which is so useful, is how do you know how much money you're going to need when you retire? How do you figure out that number?
Yeah, you know, it's a question I get asked probably two or three times a week. Do I have enough money? How will I know how much money I need? And, you know, there's always talk about having 60% of your income, 80% of your income, 100% of your income, everything, all kinds of numbers out there. But I like to look at it as calculating an actual dollar amount. So how much money are you going to need? You know, it really depends on how you're going to live. For some people, they may live on half of what they were earning. Some people may need more because they just want to have that lifestyle where they spend more. But I think the real key is looking where you are now, looking now that you're a few years away, looking at your expenses, what it's going to cost you, understanding that some of your expenses are fixed and they aren't going to change, like perhaps your mortgage, and that some of your expenses are going to go up. Your house taxes are probably going to increase over the years. Your cost of living adjustments for food, things like that, they're going to go up over time. So, you know, you've got to figure a factor in there to cover cost of living adjustments and really calculate what it costs you week to week, month to month, year to year as to what you're going to spend, and then work backwards from there. I read an interesting article the other day, and it was a study that Putnam did that said Americans are on track to replace about 61% of their income at retirement. Now, that includes savings plus Social Security. And they said three keys to being there, to being successful in retirement, best practices from people out there that are people that were involved in the study, is number one, they participated in company employer-sponsored plans. Number two, they worked with a financial advisor. And number three, they saved 10% of their income. So, I mean, these are a couple of the keys to think about what you need going forward. But how much money you're going to need, it's going to depend on the individual. And it's really a matter of calculating, understanding what expenses are going to fall off over time, what expenses you may incur later on.
Yeah, it's interesting you say in working with a financial planner, I was at a luncheon the other day, and one of the guys that was sitting near me, we had this conversation. He was a financial planner, and he told me, and I'm wondering if you have the same experience, that somebody will finally roll in to see him, and they're excited because they think, okay, now I can, they're maybe in their 50s, or maybe they're in their late 40s, or whatever they are, and they think, okay, I can, now I'm going to really be serious about this, and he'll ask them about budgets, and he says that it's like pulling teeth for people to write a budget down. He said they'll hand them something that has just chicken scratch on it, where it has a few, okay, here's a couple of figures, here's the phone bill, here's the mortgage, yeah, or whatever, but they don't know at all a budget. They don't know what their budget is. They just keep getting money in with a check, and then they're paying it out. Do you find the same thing happens to you?
Yeah, I find that most people don't work within a budget. They do just what he said, is they pay bills each month, and they continue to pay bills and spend money until that check is, you know, that check is basically depleted, and then the next one comes in and replaces it. But you're right, they don't budget out, their expenses. If you were to ask somebody, how much does it cost you to live each month? I bet most people can't get within 35 or 40% of the actual number.
Oh, that's scary. So you would definitely advise, hey, you're listening to us now, figure out a way, get it down so you know what you have, credit cards, interest, all that stuff, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Know what you're spending. Know when you're going to make a plan to get rid of some of these expenses that you have. Know when they're going to fall off. If your mortgage is going to fall off in 5 years, well, that's great. I mean, there's more income in your pocket, but you've got to know where this is going to happen.
Yeah. The back to the retirement thing. Now, once you get into that, and once you figure out the number, or you're analyzing it and doing everything you need to do, you're working with a financial planner like the people that you work with because you do this so well. Then once you get to that point and you're in the middle of it, you're in the game. How do they, and this is a question that I think a lot of people ask too, how can they make the best use of the bucks, of the money during those years?
Yeah, I think the biggest key as you're getting towards retirement, how can you best make best use of your money to prepare for retirement? Number one, hopefully as you get closer to retirement, maybe you might be in a little bit better financial situation than you were, say, 10 years ago. Maybe the kids are out of the house. Your mortgage may be paid off. You may be at your peak earning years, which is a plus. So I think the first thing you need to do is really take as big of an advantage of contributing to a retirement plan, a company retirement plan. If you're over 50 years old, take advantage of the $5,500 catch-up contribution. If you're contributing to IRAs, take advantage of that $1,000 catch-up contribution. You know, company retirement plans may not always offer the best investment choices out there. You may be limited as to the amounts of options in your plan, the types of funds that you have. But the one thing they do bring to the table is they do bring a systematic, disciplined way of saving money. And that's the big key. The money comes out of your paycheck every week. It goes into the account. And, you know, hopefully you've learned to live without that money. You don't have to think about it. It's money going into a savings account without even having to think about it. You don't have to try and come up with the money or put that aside and say, okay, I'm going to put away $50 this week or whatever it is. It automatically goes away. And I think that's the strongest thing that 401ks brings to the game is the fact that it's a systematic, disciplined way of investing. So taking advantage of those plans is over those last few years is a big plus. The next thing is, and I encourage everyone to do this, is if you have debt out there, if you have a mortgage with a few years left to pay on it, if you have credit card debt, if you've got a personal loan out there, whatever it might be, get rid of it before you retire. Don't bring your debt into retirement. And once you get rid of it, keep it away. If you've got a large credit card balance, get rid of it and don't carry that debt. Remember, every dollar that you put towards paying off debt in retirement is a dollar that could go into your pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great advice. The other thing I would say is take advantage of your age. I saw this with my grandfather. Golf and get the early bird specials because, just like John Fitzgerald, he could play around the golf at the best golf courses in the world in Florida, and he paid $50 less than the rest of us. Right?
Perfect. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Take advantage of bargains. If you're going to save, the way you save is to make sure that you have money to put it side. So if it means taking some discounts, taking advantage every once in a while, why not? I had a client one time, Kate, that loved to play golf, and he was well set, but he knew if he went golfing two or three times a week, you know, I mean, let's face it, golf isn't cheap.
No.
Around the golf, by the, you know, when I play around the golf, I have to buy a dozen balls every time I go off because I lost in the last round. You know, you have a couple of hot dogs at the turn and everything else. It's, you know, $60, $70 $70 round. And what this guy did was he got a job as a starter at the local golf course. And at 5 o'clock, they let him play as much golf as he wanted for free on the condition he brought the flags in. So he'd go out and he might get 9-10 holes of golf in before it got too dark, and he'd grab the flags and bring them in.
Yeah, so smart.
Yeah, so he did that for a summer, and then, you know, on the weekends, he made a few bucks. On the weekends, he'd have a few extra bucks to play with his buddies, and it didn't hurt him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to do it, to become a starter. Absolutely. Some of these people are smart. They get it. Mike Bonacorsi, of course, that might be your best tip ever. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Thanks, Michael.
All right, great talking to you, Kate.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Language of origin, please.
Latin-derived elements.
Can I have the definition, please?
The quality or state of having a little or ignoble mind, as in, Jack accused his sister of parvenimity, while his sister accused Jack of being a brony.
Parvenimity. P-A-R-V-A-N-I-M-I-T-Y. Parvenimity.
Familiarity with parvenimity sends them on to the next round.
All right, but here's the thing. The spelling bee champ was finally crowned, a 13-year-old who clinches the title with Canadal. Yes, Arvind Makalai, if I'm saying that correctly, a 13-year-old, as I mentioned, eighth grader from Bayside Hills, New York, wins the spelling bee this time around. How awesome is that? You know, these kids study for this thing forever and the whole entire year. And they're looking up words and they're spelling them. So this kid was a pretty smart kid anyway. And Canadal is a dumpling. Did you know that? Did you know that, Nathan Reeder, that that's what that was?
Nope.
Has anyone ever... I've never even heard anyone use that word, by the way.
Say it again.
Canadal.
Okay.
And it's K-N-I-D-E-L. K-N-A-I-D-E-L. Easy for me to say. That's how you spell it. But here's what's cool. He gets... $32,500 in cash and savings bonds. How about that? And this kid, this boy, had twice before finished in third place. So first he spells Takanoma, then Canadal. Yeah. See, it's so random, too. You don't know what they're going to throw at you for sure. So you study all these words, and you study, and you obviously he's a smart level anyway, and he's verbal and is good at spelling, but you have to be just that much better. So, of course, at the precious young age of 13, what does he want to do? He wants to become a physicist. Yep, physicist. Last time out, he lost on some kind of a German word. He missed on, and then he missed on, psychophysia the last time out. Psychophysia, aren't you familiar with that? I'm glad I'm a talk show host, not a physicist, or wanting to be a physicist. Anyway, I think he should get some applause. Where's that applause? Didn't we give Red Bull to the crowd in Minneapolis this time around at the mothership? Oh, yes. I mean, really, and I'm not making fun of it. This is a very, very big deal. 11 million kids actually participate in this whole thing, all the preliminary rounds leading up to it. So can you imagine? He can say he's one in 11 million, that he beat out that many people. Only 281 children actually make the trip to Maryland to get to compete because they whittle it down. But it's still 11 million school kids. 11 spellers make it to the finals. 63 kids who had been to at least one National Spelling Bee before had to prepare for a couple of different things. I was reading a story about this, including a few different twists in this one. Organizers added computer tests for the semifinals. They had time limits on the computer-based spelling and vocabulary tests. And they added a rule that resulted in an automatic elimination for anybody who misspelled a word on stage in the second or third round. So you were out. Once you misspelled it, that was it. You were done. So congratulations to him. That's quite an accomplishment to be narrowed down out of a pool of 11 million kids. This eighth grader now has a leg up on the competition, because forever he wins the loot. He can use that for school or for whatever, towards school or save it up or, you know, whatever. But he will be able to say that he won the National Spelling Bee title. And there's only one a year, and it's a very, very big pool that they start with. It wouldn't be America tonight if we weren't crossing the finish line of this hour and telling you something about the weather. I am not making this up. In Arkansas and Oklahoma, once again, what were they pelted with? Begins with an H, ends in an L. There's two letters in between. That would be hail and terrible winds. A few tornadoes. They were worried there'd be more tornadoes, but warnings were issued at one point Thursday afternoon for Arkansas, Illinois, Kentucky, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. And you think about this. Are these people not sick of these twisters? They know they happen. But just 10 days ago, Oklahoma, the city of Moore, Oklahoma, is flattened, and 24 people are killed, including 9 kids. And so just not even a full 2 weeks. Warnings go out, all that kind of stuff. You look at the map, you see the red spots, and then you hear these people, the storm chasers that go out, saying they're seeing the winds really, really kick up. In the end, it was a handful of houses that went down. There were power lines that were knocked out. Highway 88, if you're familiar with that. At one point, telephone pole crashes down, and that's blocked off. So that's not very fun. But we didn't have the situation that we had just 10 days ago in Moore, Oklahoma. You know, sometimes, too, what happens, you get these 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts, you get the half-dollar-size hail, and it stretches. And it stretches for a length of time that when you get that torrential rain, it saturates the ground, but the gutters couldn't handle it. So then you start to also get all that flooding. And, you know, they're talking about that since the 70s, they've never seen this much rain. In our studios, if there were windows, but it's like a bunker, they'd probably be seeing rain at some point, because in Minnesota, they've had like 22 days straight, I think, of rain. Nathan, am I right on that? It's like 22 days, somebody was telling me today, straight.
In Minnesota?
In Minnesota, you've had rain. Crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's been a while. It's been probably at least the past about 15 days or so. I don't know if it was 22.
15 days. You know what? That's like living in Seattle. When you move to Seattle, you just have to make peace with the fact that you have to embrace the rain, because it's not necessarily going to always be heavy rain, but it's going to be misting. And the people there, I think they just get so used to it, they don't even carry umbrellas. And it's a beautiful place. I've spent a bunch of time in Seattle. But it's a miracle when you get a couple of sunny days strung together, because you just live with the fact that it's always going to be kind of overcast, a little bit dreary. Sometimes you get hard rain and then it clears up, and other times you just have kind of a misty situation going on. And the people there, they could care less. They're used to it. They don't complain about it. But I think it would be tough on the old depression to be living with that. So now the people in the Midwest that are getting hit with it, I know I have a pal in Chicago who's just saying today, rain, go away, come back some other decade, because they're also getting tons of rain there. So the good news, some twisters, they went away, dissipated pretty quickly. A few houses were hit. That's not good. But nobody was hurt. Nobody was killed. And it was nothing like Moore, Oklahoma, where they're still standing in debris, in some cases up to their waist, trying to clear it all out, deal with the insurance, deal with aid, figure out how they put it all back together again, because businesses were also slammed in that, and schools, although school is out, so the timing there, that gives them time to set up probably trailers and rebuild, because most likely that's what happens with some of those schools. I don't see how they can get the brick up quickly enough, or they use parts of other schools, but that's going to be a big headache over the summer. Lots of contracting going on in Moore, Oklahoma. Hey, any thoughts on the show? Send them to us, americatonight.net.
A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator.
refrigerator, freezer, or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.